we both agreed. We were easy, kinda weakly. Just a friend sleeping next to me.
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron. And today we're going to talk about proof of work or proof of stake. Proof of work or proof of stake. And just the basic definitions. And now look, you can go on YouTube and find videos about this all over the place. But this wouldn't be Crypto 101 if I didn't cover proof of work and proof of stake. But first, I have to tell you a story. Interestingly enough, yesterday I got home and there was this box at my house. And on this box, it was just a box, you know. It was like a wooden box, hinges, top to it, handles, you know, just, it's a box. And on the box, there was this three-digit code. You know, 3 digits, 1, 2, 3, and each of them numbered from 0 to 9, like a briefcase. And on top of this, the box, there was a note. And it said, thank you, here, this is for you. If you can open the block, you get the $12 inside. And I'm like, what? Okay, fine. We're going to call it a block. Whatever. And I was like, all right. So I did the quick math. I was like, okay, 10 times 10 times 10. How many different combinations are there? 1,000 divided by 60. Okay. So let's just say that's 1,000 seconds. I can do a combination a second divided by 60. That's like 16 something minutes. So it would take me 16 minutes to open up this box because they didn't give me a combination. I mean, kind of rude, but whatever. It's only 16 minutes. And after doing some, another quick math, basic math, that's the only math I know. So after doing some basic math, I was like, okay, that comes out to like $45 an hour or something. And $12 for 16 minutes of work, let's do it. So I go 001, 002, 003, 0. This sucks. I remembered that my chess team and my soccer club is going to come over. That's my soccer club. I don't even know how to play soccer. Anyway, these dudes are going to come over. and I'm like, okay, there's 100 of these dudes. There's some guys from my soccer team. Some guys, there's 100 of us. You know, if we all hit this and you know, go at it, we will be done in like 10 seconds. Because there's 100 of us, 1,000 seconds. Okay, done. They get there. And actually, some more people came over my house when I was having a barbecue or something. And they were sitting there. There's some couples and whatever, and they're on the fringe. And I'm like, guys, look, everybody get together. If we can open this box, there's $12 in there. I will use it to buy some beer for everybody. What do you think? And you guys, you know, that's if I get it. But, you know, you guys can try to, Mr. and Mrs., whoever the hell you are. And if you get it, I'll give you the $12 and you can do what you want with it. And they're like, cool, that's a cool game. And so everybody starts trying to open this box. So all of 100 of us from my team, and then a couple guys from the other teams come over and try to open the box. And then the code on the box turned from 3 numbers to 5 numbers, just like automatically, just out of nowhere. I was like, what? What's this? And we did the math again, you know, 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 divided by how many people there were there. I'm like, damn, this is about 16 minutes again. It's going to take us 16 minutes trying every combination at a second apiece to open this damn box for $12. Well, the guys over there said, I'll put in a couple of guesses. Let's do it. Okay, fine. So we all go and start doing this box. And now let's just call this the time it takes to open this code a hash rate. And let's call the amount of people and the speed that they can, because me and my 100 guys can work at this thing like crazy. We have some hash power. And these other guys don't really have much, just one dude. He's like trying to, one code a second. His wife's a little slower. You know, and she's doing like once every 2 seconds because she's drinking a margarita. And, you know, the margarita is more important for sure. I mean, I think everybody could agree with that. And then his daughter is like super fast at it because she just drank like four Coca-Cola. So she's hyped. And, you know, she's doing like a code every, I don't know, a half a second, just going crazy, just boop, 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 trying different numbers. And so they have their own hash power over there. We have our own hash power over there. They got this hash rate trying to, it's set at 16 minutes. And you know what? Eventually, we open the box and there are some bills inside. And we go over there and I take the bills out And everybody's gathering around. Of course, my team got it because there's 100 of us. Hey, what's the odds that some of these other guys are going to get it and not the 100 dudes that are kind of hanging out here? Okay, we pull out it, and they're just U.S. dollars. And I said, oh, well, let's see if these are real. So I read the serial number on them. You know, in the United States, there's the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, I think it goes to. Does it go to K? L? Oh, who knows? Anyway, there are different cities for the Reserve Bank. So D is Cleveland. I think B is Boston. So there was a couple of Ds. It was like D001, D002, the serial numbers on the bills, A003, and so on. Well, you know what? They all saw it. They all recorded it for some reason on their Excel sheets because they carry around Excel on their iPhones. And these bills are, now everybody knows what these bills are and that they're in circulation. Right, that's cool. I don't know why the hell they did that. But, you know, I told everybody I'll buy beer with this money. So I took the $12 and I got in the car, went down to the store, and I said, hey, man, I'm going to buy some beer. You know, some $12. Let me get a case of beer for $12. What do you got? He's like, I got some Natty. I'm like, oh, I guess so. Let's do it. But he also had the Genesee Cream Ale, so I went for the Genesee Cream Ale, and I got the 30-pack. I gave him $12, and he's like, oh, wow, nice, nice. And he put up his Excel sheet. I'm like, what you doing, dude? And he's like, I'm just making sure that these are valid. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm checking. I'm like, well, how do you even know I had those? He's like, well, everybody does. Didn't you see Ogre over there with the Excel sheet writing down the numbers? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, well, she updated it for everybody. So now I know that these bills are legit. And I'm like, word? And he said, he read them off. He's like, oh, well, here's D001, D002, A003. And I was like, oh, that's nifty. That's really nice. So he took my dollars. He gave me the beer and I left. And he because he had the Excel sheet that everybody had, once I opened that box. Now, that's a really cool way to work, you know? That everybody knows what money's out there, what's valid, just person to person. Huh. But before I left with the beer, I still had some questions for this guy. I was like, dude, now, what makes somebody not use their Epson stylus printer that they got free with their compact computer that they bought back in 1995? You know, the compact computer that came with the Epson stylus. Color 2 printers, when you're getting the compact Pentium 66 megahertz, like my mom did, instead of getting the Pentium 75 megahertz because she said the middle road, and that shit was outdated in like 2 months, and that really pissed me off because I told her to get the 75 megahertz. At least we would have had 4 months out of it. But the printer worked for years. That computer was worth shit, but the printer worked, but I'm still mad. Anyway, well, the guy says, you know, you can't forge it. Because, you know, the paper's wrong. I already have the codes. What are you going to do, make up new codes? Come over there with G115. I don't have G115 on my list. So, what you thinking? I'm going to sell you some beer with G115? Anyway, so I get back home, and my Aussie dude's sitting there with a bucket of Aussie dollars. Like $100, like in a bucket. Super weird. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Okay, but before I tell you this story, I have to tell you about Ohio Sweet Corn. Now, wait. Before I tell you about Ohio Sweet Corn, I got to tell you that I am, you know, how in the middle of most podcasts, you have like, okay, we're continuing a minute, but first you have to hear from our sponsors, Blue Apron. Blue Apron is blah, 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 blah. I promise you that I'm not sponsored by Ohio Sweet Corn, even though that would be amazing. I'd do it for free. Ohio Sweet Corn is amazing. If you're not from Ohio, drive to Ohio and get some sweet corn. If you're from Indiana, you kind of know what's up. If you're from Pennsylvania, you know what's up. But if you ain't from around there, drive. And don't say you're from Kansas. Nope. It's not the same. It's not the same. Okay. Anyway, Ohio Sweet Corn is good. So my Aussie friend's over there. He's like, I got a bucket of money. I will trade you. I want to buy Ohio Sweet Corn from you with this. And I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, hey, how much is 100? I'm like, $50. He's like, all right. Gives me $50. You know, goes to some other people that brought corn because, I don't know why people bring corn to barbecue. I just don't get it. Like, yeah, I'm supplying the burgers. I'm supplying the hot dogs and the corn. This is like this is my job. Everybody else would bring the soft drinks, the beer, the potato salad, you know, the mac salad, the jello thing with the fruit in it. I don't know why people do that, because you can't leave it outside because it gets melty, so you have to keep it in the fridge, and you have to make room in the fridge because somebody brought the damn jello. I just don't bring jello to a barbecue, okay? Don't bring jello to a barbecue. Anyway, so he goes around and he, you know, he buys corn from other people as well. So at the end of the day, he has, you know, his corn, and we all have these Aussie dollars. He's like, look, this is the cool thing. This bucket of Aussie dollars, which is called pre-mined. These pre-mined Aussie dollars, they're all recorded. We know what numbers they are. We know that they're in existence. Now, if you want to put these money back into the network and support the network, we, the Aussie guy, will support you in return and pay you interest on staking your dollars. You put it back into Australia. And by putting it back into the network, we will pay you interest. And I'm like, well, how much interest will I get? Well, he's like, you know what? You have half of the money. So you're getting half of the rewards on the network. And I'm like, word? And I'm like, well, what about Billy over there? Because, you know, Billy, I don't know what he was doing. He brought some corn, though, to a barbecue. Makes me get a bucket, boil the corn, and then put, because I don't have no room on the grill anymore because everybody else brought corn. They went to corn cooked. But anyway, so Billy brought some corn. So he traded some for dollars. And I'm like, well, how much does Billy get? And he's like, he has $10 out of 100. So he gets 10%. And I'm like, well, what is this called? He's like, you know, this is called proof of stake. This is how Australian money works. I'm like, word? He's like, yeah, it's exactly how it works. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening to my stories about my barbecue and buying some Genesee cream ale. And I really hope that this explains what proof of work and proof of stake is. If I can improve my story, I'll be honest with everybody on the podcast. I recorded this probably 3 or 4 times already because I just couldn't get it right. And this is the last time I don't give a shit. Done. It's out there. I'm trying to find a story that goes with proof of work and proof of stake. Anyway, I hope you liked my story. If anybody has a story for proof of work, proof of stake that is better than mine or worse than mine or just different, send it over. Send me an MP3. I will throw it on the channel. I'll throw it on the podcast, and we will hear the different stories of proof of work and proof of stake. Again, you can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Crypto 101, SoundCloud, Crypto 101, KimCoin.com, cool website where you can stream all kinds of content about Bitcoin. And today's music is by Alex Adair, and the song is called Casual, again from LaBel Music on YouTube. Check out this channel. I mean, these songs are great. This channel is dope. If you like my music, check out this channel. I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Crypto 101. I am Matthew Aaron. We tried so hard to be strong, didn't last long. How could we ever resist? The way that we feel, the way that we touch, it got me so powerless. Thought we were chill, so what the hell? How did we end up like this? Only one I wanna kiss, only your name on my lips. Let's keep it casual. Let's keep it casual. How could we be something to you?